Unit 3. Using language. Reading, speaking, and writing.
I have seen amazing things. My first visit was to a space station, considered the most modern in this part of space. Described as an enormous round plate, it spins slowly in space to imitate the pull of the Earth's gravity. Inside, it is divided into zones with extraordinarily different atmospheres and gravities. Here, the alien creatures live while they work with human space scientists, searching for new worlds. So you can imagine how exciting that is. The friendliest creatures are the Mumu, a family from the Pleiades group of stars. They see in the dark, so they live in an area without light of any kind. If you go there, you must wear red nightlights on your helmets so that you can see. But the Mumu won't be disturbed. They have assisted in the discovery of planets round the fourth star in the Pleiades system. Next year, the World Space Agency will send a spaceship to examine this star and its planets. The most interesting creatures are the tiny dim pods from a galaxy near NGC 6240. They skip around the pipes and between the wooden walls of the space station. They require the same atmosphere as humans and are great engineers. If you give them a drawing of a new spaceship, they can build it in 24 hours. Then it will be able to travel many light years away from the Earth. They can also produce a liquid from their bodies, which melts metal. If you cover something with a little of that liquid, it will go soft, and with a lot, it will change into a kind of rubber that sets very hard. It is wonderful for the outside of spaceships. Neither of these creatures is easy to talk to. You have to use a language changer to help. The Mumu only speak in whispers, but the dim pods shout loudly in your ear. Both eat food that contains carbon. The Mumu drink a strange mixture of carrot juice and cocoa, while the dim pods drink lemonade mixed with herbs. The Mumu are tall and thin, with black and white faces. They have six arms, which they wave about when they talk. They move forward by slowly shaking from side to side on a shell-covered leg. The dim pods have so many arms and legs that you cannot tell which is which. They are small, just the size of a little cat. They are purple or blue, and the color changes depending on their mood.